What's up, y'all? Jeffy and Jeffy TV coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location. The ultimate remote location. Look at it. This is how we do it. We just wake up, we throw clothes on, we don't care what our hair looks like. We just get out here, then we start walking. Tell them. I'm standing here at the corner of Dewey and Hillman, people. Dewey and Hillman, trying to bring it to you on my steps. Dewey and Hillman. Gary, walk on down to one of the ultimate places in the ultimate remote location, giving it to you. We try to do this thing. Sidewalks here and all that. So let me get in the street. I like to walk on opposing side, opposing traffic. Brand out are getting loose, as you can see. When we always first take off, I keep forgetting everything is so new to her that, you know, she don't just jump into everything. It takes a while every time. I'm like, we just did this yesterday. And then she, you know, she start doing her thing. You good? You good? It might time for her to get out of there a little bit, let her walk around. No, I didn't put no shoes on her. We just go. I'm lucky I got shoes on. Well, that's not true. That's the first thing I got to do every day is put my shoes on after I go to the bathroom. But you know what I'm trying to say. Anyhow, here we go. Just left Dewey and Hillman. This is Dewey Street. I can see the house that I grew up in. Barely. Don't look like nobody on the street, though. We used to play football in there every now and then. It was an empty lot. We used to come up there. They used to chase us out. There used to be an apartment complex there. Carlotta Harris and them used to live in there. It's gone. Well, not apartment. I don't know, like brick condos. I don't know what to call them, actually. I don't think we can call them condos. Yep, yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, when I start talking, she started talking. And I gave her a rock. It's funny. We was, you know, walking, and I saw a little ball. I was like, ew, look at that nasty ball. It's like the ball is nasty, but rocks are okay. I was like, where do I get that logic from? Balls are nasty. Plastic balls are nasty, but rocks are okay. Like I said, it was an apartment called Carlotta Harris. This used to live in this corner. It used to be a big brick apartment building or whatever. Condos, I don't know what to call them. There it is, people. A yellow house right there. 411. Rafiti's used to be at that corner down there. This is where I used to walk to go to football practice. Used to be a house there. This is it. This is where it all happened, people. This is where it all happened. Here's a shot I wanted to get. See the house. I think they put up some drains there. That antenna's still up there. I looked on the back porch. There was still some stuff. You know that, Granddaughter, let me get your picture, granddaughter. Can I get your picture, granddaughter? Granddaughter. Thank you. I had to get a picture. People live there that I know. Don't look like nobody around. If I see a door open, I'll knock on it. I don't see, is that door shut? Everybody look like they ain't around. Thinking how I wanna let you out, but I don't see nobody. The street I grew up on, we used to play right here. From that pole to that pole. I probably told the story before, but it's worth telling again. I was the master. I was the best. I was the number one. I was the one. It's cold home. Don't look like it. His door shut. His door open? I can't tell if his door open or not. His door open? Don't look like he home. Don't look like he home. I don't see no car, but it looked like the door might be open. I don't know. That's where we grew up. That's Vernon's house. see us? Let me get a picture of us. Can I get a picture of us? Granddaughter. Granddaughter, look up. Granddaughter don't want to look up. She going to like her little, she going to like little trance things. And it's, I think she not, it's now, now I'm starting to think it's not that she ignoring. She actually be like thinking about concentrating on stuff. Granddaughter. Look. See, let's get out of the way because these people be driving down here fast. People ain't, I don't want to say they ain't got no sense, but it's a different kind of sense than I'm used to in a bigger city. We did it, granddaughter. Look at us. Woo. One day you're going to be able to hold it. One day you're going to be able to hold it, huh? One day you're going to be able to hold it. I wish somebody was out so I could let you out for a little bit. See, I always come down this street to Grove Farm. I own property on the other street. And it's funny, the property that I own, every time I ride down that street, I always look into my father's old house. And the house that I kind of, you know, didn't grow up in, but I stayed there a lot, that he had. When my parents separated, I always look at 562, and I don't own that house no more. I sold it. The house I own, I got to remind myself to look at. So, that's how that be going. They say somebody living up here. This used to be all houses and stuff. I might turn around and go back down that street. This used to be all houses and stuff. Right here, I think that's Vernon's of them old house. They go to the street. I think that used to be where Vernon and them used to live. I can't remember. I think I might turn around and go back down. I think I am. Because it's too nostalgic not to go back down. I wish somebody was around. So I can let you out. I should sit on somebody's porch and let you out anyway. They know me. Huh. Rosedale. If that fence down there was open, I would walk through here and go down to 562. But I think the other fence is always closed. If I could get through there, I would. Now I'm just talking, but I might. Is it open? Kind of hoping it's closed, to be honest with you down there. Is it? It's closed. See, I can't get through. Or I would cut through. Otherwise, I have to walk all the way down and walk all the way back, which is the point of getting steps, but not feeling it today. Not feeling it. Y'all didn't get to see me yet? Oh, y'all got to see me a little bit. Yeah, I need to let you out for a little bit. Huh? I need to find a place where I can let you out a little bit. This is it. It's where it all happened, people. This is the street where it all happened. The beginning of Jeffrey. What made Jeffrey Jeffrey? Right here on this street. Hell, 12 o'clock, hear it? 12 o'clock storm siren. Hear it? Hear it? That's childhood memories right there. That's childhood memory. 12 o'clock every Saturday. I don't even got to look at the clock. I know what time it is. See a Jeep? See the car like yours? You seen it? This is where it all happened, people. This is where it all happened. She got her rock. See, I gave her a rock. Let me see. I gave her a rock. It's hard to carry it like that. She wanna grab it. But y'all seen it. Y'all see me now on my street where it all happened, people. This is where it all happened. I gotta turn it around again so y'all can see. This is where it all happened. Look at Earl's house. Cole's house, no. Vernon's house, Murphy's, Naomi, Tammy's house, Brennan and Nancy's house. This is where it all happened, right here. Right freaking here, people. Right here. This is where it all went down. This right here. This place right here. Yeah, as soon as we get to a spot, I'm gonna let you out. Yeah, don't put that in your mouth. 411. There it is. Used to be a house right there. The Hobarts used to live there. Spontax house used to be live there. Used to be two houses right there. And they're gone now. Used to be a couple houses right there. Van Cobbs used to live over there. And somebody else, I think it used to be like a condo or apartment or something. They go 411. 411. That's where it happened, people. Hudson and Dewey. It used to be a stop sign here going this way, and they took it out. And what happens is, cars come flying down here, and they hit this hump. And I swear, they tell me, the cars come doing 90 miles an hour from here, and they hit this hump right here, and then they go airborne. And way down there by Brenda's Nancy house, like way down there, is where they start flipping. Yami had her car parked in the driveway. One of the cars went airborne and tore up her car way up the street. That's how airborne. They started going airborne, and they start rolling. They said it happened like 3 or 4 times. Because there used to be a stop sign there. It take her a while to loosen up. And when she loosen up, when she loosen up, I know, I'm about to take you someplace. I'm about to take you someplace and let you out. See, people be flying down here and they hit that hump. They go airborne. And once the car go airborne and start rolling, all bets are off. Well, anyway, that was it. My hand getting tired, and I'm getting tired. Swinging on y'all. My granddaughter. Me and 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 granddaughter. Swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this or in the universe, that ever was, is, or will be. It's about the totality of it all. A theory of universe. A hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey, and that's granddaughter. Getting a little bit fussy, and I don't blame her. Getting a little bit fussy. You get a little bit fussy. Looking like your father, getting all grumpy. I don't care. I know. I do care. It's time for you to get it. You need a break. All right.